This is Big Fat Marketing episode number 14, and today we're going to be showing you ways in which you can utilize your existing customers to get you more sales, get you more traffic, get you more leads, and more money in your bank account thanks to this one simple strategy that's tested and proven to work. Our expert today, Mr. Josh Oakey, who's going to be sharing these strategies with you that you can start applying to your business today and start achieving these results. Now, before we get on the way, I'd like to have a word from our sponsors, Social Media Worldwide. Now, how many times have you actually wanted to start doing your social media but have given up? Now, Social Media Worldwide does this all for you. They're actually there to actually do all the social media for you, the Twitter, the Facebook, the Google Plus. They're there to eliminate the pain for you. And what better way to have someone that does this all day? Now, Social Media Worldwide, they have over 21 people actually doing this. They're experts at it. They do it all day, all night, and that is their job. And the great thing is, it's all managed out of an office in Boulder, Colorado, which means English is the first language. Now, one of the biggest problems with social media and doing it for businesses is not having your accounts set up properly. Now, it's actually better not to have any social media linked to your business if it is not set up the right way. And that's what Social Media Worldwide does. They do the social media for you the right way. Now, what they're offering and what our sponsors told me is that you can actually get 7 days for free managed for you. Okay, so all your social media will be set up for you, it'll be done for you. You don't have to spend a cent. It's for free for the first 7 days. So go in and use it. If you actually find that social media is a bit of a headache or you don't want to do it or you find that it is distracting, then take advantage of these services. All you need to do is go to www.managemyposts.com. That's www.managemyposts.com and get a free account. It's simple. All you need to do is add your credit card details and the first 7 days are for free. And if you wish to cancel during the first 7 days, by all means, after you've utilized their free service, you can cancel if you want. But a lot of people actually tend to stay on because the fact that it's managed so well. So if you find that it's not for you, then by all means, you can actually stop it and you can actually keep everything. All the work that they've done for you, all the accounts that have been set up for you the proper way, you can actually keep it. So go in there, sign up for a free account. It's 7 days for free. It's go to www.managemyposts.com. Now back to the show.
Discover the most cutting-edge business and internet marketing strategies and how to generate more traffic, leads, and sales. This is Big Fat Marketing.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Big Fat Marketing. It's Ray Canoon signing in here and hope you're having a great day or great night wherever in the world you are. And again, thank you for jumping on. Now, we try to bring you interviews that are going to be impacting your business. And today we have one that's going to be affecting your customer service. So let me ask you a question. Is customer service of importance to your business? Well, I hope you answered yes, because the gentleman that we're going to be interviewing today, he is all about customer service and how it impacts your business. So he actually tells me, he actually wrote me a little bit of a bio, and in his bio, he's written, and I've spoken to the gentleman before, I know what he's all about. He's actually written that his passion is helping businesses create excellent customer service. Now, some people have passions of playing golf, playing guitar, or playing tennis or whatever, but this guy's passion is actually customer service. Now, let me tell you something. How cool is that to know that there's someone out there that can help you with your customer service and to know that it's going to be affecting your bottom line once you implement these strategies? His goal is to whenever he walks into a business, he wants to experience excellent customer service. So that's what he's all about. He's all about impacting the customer, giving the customer an excellent experience when they walk out of your business or when they actually get out of your website, whatever it is, whether you're online or offline, he's going to be helping you do that. Now, a bit about this gentleman. His name is Mr. Josh Oakey. Josh started at a young age. He started working for Eagle Boys Pizza at the age of 15, and he said he started his customer service experiences at that age because that's when he started his job and that's when he started implementing some of the strategies that you're going to be hearing today. Now, he says that customers have changed his attitude towards servicing them, and he loves it. He loves working with customers. He loves when a customer actually walks out of the business, walks out of the actual door happy. And that's what excites him. And hopefully that can excite you too, because you know what? It should excite you, because at the end of the day, if a customer walks out happy, that customer is going to be telling his friends, telling his family, telling everyone about your business, and that's going to impact the actual bottom dollar of your business. And he's also managed many liquor stores. He's ran large events. He's serviced clients as a liquor rep, and he's owned and operated and his own successful businesses. He still owns a limousine company. And now his business is focusing all his energy on helping you improve your customer service for your business. And that's his job, and that's what he does, and that's what he loves to do. And as I said, it's cool to have a dude out there that does all this kind of stuff. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Mr. Josh Oakey. Josh, how are you going today, buddy?
Yeah, really well, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, mate. And really appreciate you jumping on the Big Fat Marketing Podcast, because I've wanted to have you on for a while. And I certainly think that customer service is very important to every business. And many people actually own and operate businesses. They are doing okay, but they can do a lot better. They can improve their customer service and get a better return, better dollar figure at the end of the year. You know, end of the financial year, they can be making a lot more money by actually improving their customer service. So, yeah, mate, so welcome to Big Fat Marketing.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much for having me, Ray. It's really, really good to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, buddy. It's a pleasure. So why don't we start by you telling us how you got involved with customer service, and how did you become such an expert?
Well, I guess it, like you said, it started when I was a wee man, 15, and the parents kicked me out of the house and say, go on, go get a job and you can start paying your own way a little bit. And then it just kind of evolved from there. I knew how I like to be treated. So that's where my passion for customer service really began. I didn't want to treat anyone unjustly, and uh-huh. I felt it was my role in a service industry, both at a pizza store, in a restaurant, and then onto liquor stores to, like you said, put a smile on the people's face as they walked out the door, and everything sort of evolved from there. It just became a bit of a game for me, I guess, to make sure that each experience was a different one, and if they came in unhappy, they'd be leaving as happy as possible.
Absolutely, that's really cool. And why is customer service so important to businesses?
It's pretty simple, Ray. People buy from people. They don't necessarily buy from the business or the website or the shop that it's in. They build relationships, and without that customer service level and that understanding of the customers, you might make one sale, but you're not going to make repeat sales. And that's where the real money comes from. Yeah, I guess you just don't have to market so heavily to people who are already loving you and buying from you and know and trust you.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, people buy off people they know, like, and trust. However, although it might sound like something simple to you, Josh, however, it can you say it like it's such a no-brainer. You're right. It is a no-brainer. But there's people out there that actually don't really think about it. They just think at the end of the day, it's the money you turn in, and at the end of the day, it's the money you pull out of your till, and that's it. That's your business. But there's ways actually of actually improving your business and making it a better one. And it starts with just a smile. You know, something as simple as a smile can actually make a huge difference in a business. So have you spoken to many people that actually think that customer service is not of importance to their business?
Everyone says it is important, Ray.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, actions speak louder than words. You may go into a business, and I've done it and gone to speak to the manager about how important that your customer service is, and they'll tell you for half an hour how great it is. But that initial reaction that I got when I walked into that business or had a look at their website online or just had any interaction just wasn't – The owner or the manager just isn't sort of relating that back to their team, and their team are they're the face of their business, and unfortunately, that's where a lot of businesses are falling down.
Yeah, absolutely. And I strongly believe that the business owner should have an open mind. If a business owner has an open mind and he knows certain things can actually impact your business. And what I mean by open mind is, I mean, a lot of business owners listen to they like to hear their own voice. No, that's just true. I mean, it's like they like to hear their own voice and whatever they actually think is right for the business, they think it's actually doing well. But, like my brother owns a shop as well. He owns and he's actually franchising out. He's going to be doing extremely well. But I never thought, because I've been to the shop a few times before. Okay, it's in North Bondi, and the food is great. The food is absolutely spectacular. And I didn't have any issue with the service, maybe because they know me and they think I'm the boss's brother.
It always helps.
Yeah. Well, and until one day I went to this cafe and I was speaking to this one gentleman who owns the cafe. He's a really nice guy and he's a friend of mine. And he goes, I went into the other day. Food is great, but can you tell that girl to smile? You know, he goes, you need to, I take that feedback from my brother's shop, because I love my brother, you know, he's my bro and I want him to actually do really well. And I'll take it on board, because this guy is a respectable gentleman. He owns his own business. He owns a successful pizza store and he makes really good cash flow and he's got really good customer service. So I take what he says, you know, like to, and I'll pass it on to my brother because of that. And my brother's got an open mind and he actually started making some changes to the customer service. So, I mean, what do you say? Like, there's people that like to put it on the side and not worry about it because they think it's not affecting their cash flow at the end of the day?
Well, yeah. Right. It's surprising how many businesses blame everything but their customer service for the position they're in.
Mm-hmm.
It might be the financial crisis, or it's for an offline business. It's online is killing me. They can do everything cheaper. But like I said before, if you've built that relationship, the customer can wear a little bit of a price rise or a price difference.
Mm-hmm.
If they get a nice experience when they shop with you, and that can be as simple as the smile, like you said. The amount of times you walk into a business and someone's playing on their mobile phone, and they don't even know you're in the shop, let alone ask you for some help. It's really quite sad. But I think business owners in general need to open their minds up a bit and really look at their business from a customer's viewpoint, without mm-hmm. being able to put on that cap. I really struggle to help businesses if they just don't feel that there's any real issues there.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me ask you a question. What are three customer service tips you could give to the listeners that they can implement right away? You know, what kind of tips that you can give the people that are listening, the people that are not open-minded? Oh, no, I'm only joking. I'm only joking. All my listeners, big fan marketing, are open-minded. So I'm only kidding about that. But, like, can you give three tips that can actually help excite the listeners and some strategies that can actually start implementing today?
Yeah, of course. Every business at the moment has got customers. So if you've got customers, you've got some sort of rapport and you just need to get some of their details so that you can then talk to them after the sale. That's probably one of my biggest tips that I could give any business. If you are talking to your customers after they've left your store, whether that's through Facebook, Twitter, or just direct emails, an example, Ray, would be someone who has a hairdresser. Every time you book yourself in for a hairdresser, unless you're a barber like mine, I just sit and wait, you get a phone number. That phone number, you could send out a text message using SMS Global or any one of those other software products and just say, g'day, come in the next month and get 5% off. And you'd be amazed by what sort of rapport that starts to build. And the other one is to to really, really look at the layout and first impressions of your business. Now, it starts at the front door and works its way in. So, like I said before, it's put on a customer's hat and see what they're experiencing within your business. And do the same for your website. If you're just an online business, actually navigate around your website. Get your granny who's 65 years old, who doesn't use computers much, to try and use your website. And if she can't, then you need to maybe simple things up a bit, because the customer service experience is all about that ease and how easy it is to spend money with you. And if you make it difficult, you're leaving money just sitting around. They'll go to your competitors. So they're my couple of hot tips, Ray, and you could get onto them as soon as you get off this podcast tonight. Just really start having a look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, how would you start collecting names and email addresses or details of the person when they walk into the store? Like, if someone, would it be wise to actually have some kind of a pre-filled out, like, little paper asking them to actually put their details down, and you can give them something back in return? Or are they, or you maybe, yeah. or would you just probably give them a little paper to actually say, how did you feel about the service that of this business? How would you probably do that, make it easier for your customers?
Yeah, Ray, it's very hard because all businesses are so different in the way they operate within absolutely. Those four walls or in the internet space. Simple things like just a Facebook sign to say, follow us on Facebook. If you sign in now, I'll give you 5% off. Or we've worked in a liquor store. We said, if you like us now on Facebook on your phone, because everyone's got their phone with them, they'll just press the app, like your page. Oh, here's a free beer. I mean, if you're willing to give a little bit, you're going to get bucket loads in return.
Absolutely.
And just to, I guess, pay for that little bit of information is well worth the investment.
Absolutely. So it's just like, if you got to take it, think of it like it's you're placing an ad somewhere and you're going to get a return on that investment. So I guess the customer service, you can look at it the same way, because they're existing customers, and it's easier to sell, like you said, Josh, it's easier to sell, upsell to existing customers and to sell them more stuff. So totally agree with you there, Josh. So now, just out of curiosity, how could exceptional customer service impact any business? Can you give me like some real life examples? Like, how much would it like impact a business at the end of the year? Would it affect their dollar figure? Like, but is it a dramatic amount, or is it just a little bit, or is it not worth looking into? Or is
it's massive, Ray. And like we've spoken before, it's really hard to quantify how much return you're actually going to get on that, until you start looking at things like lifetime value of your customer and really nutting out how much they're going to spend with you over, say, 12 months or 5 years. But in saying that, a real-life example is my wife's hairdresser. Now, they're not the cheapest hairdresser going around. I know, because I hear all about it. But what they do is they've created an experience where Dee doesn't want to go and shop around for another hairdresser. She's very comfortable that they'll make her a coffee. The pricing's right. You're not going to be lumped with the apprentice. And there's always a appointment booked. Like a reminder text sent out the day before. Mm-hmm. And it just breeds a word of mouth. Yeah. So it's not even just Dee going to that hairdresser. She's now not looking anywhere else. If anyone asks her, she refers this hairdresser, and it just keeps it snowballs. And I use hairdressers a lot because you can actually have a whole generation of families go through the one hairdresser. A bit similar to a doctor, but you don't really. Yeah. I haven't seen too many doctors market themselves like this, but
yeah,
you Yeah, I hope you understand what I'm trying to get at there with the hairdresser.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely,
scenario.
Absolutely. I mean, because if your wife walks in there, she's probably going to tell her sister or her mother or her her in-laws, your mum or your sister or your family, they're going to probably, or the word of mouth just spreads. I mean, especially if it's a good customer service. If it's poor customer service, then do you think she's going to recommend them to anyone else? And do you think that those people are going to recommend them to anyone else? So it just just like a snowball effect, like you said. So certainly, I totally understand where you're coming from, and it is very, very important, because that customer can actually bring you more customers. That's the most important thing. You know, you got to actually to implement the best marketing in your business is to keep that customer happy, because if that customer is happy, how many more people are they going to refer to your business?
It's huge, you know? And in the hairdressing scenario, everyone notices that Dee's got a new haircut.
Yeah, well,
and
there
you go. If she didn't like it, she'd be telling the people, don't go there.
But yeah.
Because there's that physical, emotional connection, oh, you look beautiful. Oh, yeah, I got it done by Jenny at this hairdresser. So,
yeah, by the way, what's the hairdresser's name? Just to give her a little plug if they're really good. go on. Do you know their name?
Mate, I don't. Oh. I leave Dee to do all that by herself. I like to be as supportive as possible by saying, go get your hair done.
That's okay, mate. I know I've seen your hair. It's quite short. I don't expect you to get perms or any kind of, dyeing your hair. So, all right.
Yeah,
so
I'm sorry to Dee's hairdresser for not giving you a plug. I'm sure I'll do it another time.
All right, buddy. So also, I just wanted to ask you, now, we know that business has changed. It's not necessarily just the retail stores out there. It's not necessarily just like a wholesale business or a traditional business. You know, obviously, businesses have gone online now. Now, has customer service changed with the advent of online business?
Yeah, massively, Ray. I think it's not just the actual service, it's the expectation from people that responses are immediate, because they can get the information immediately. So customer service has had to evolve to make sure that communication, it's something sent out there and communicated that we will get back to you in this time frame. We've set it up in our chauffeur business that all emails will be replied to within 24 hours. But we're very clear, when anyone looks at our website, they get a thank you email, we'll be in contact within 24 hours. And we make sure we guarantee that, and we do it within 12 hours. We do it as quickly as possible. But in saying that, you can also create a rod for your own back if you reply to everything immediately. And what I mean by that is, hopefully when your customer service is of a premium level, you're flat out busy. So in the times that you weren't, when you were replying to your Facebook messages straight away, and then when you get busy, you can't do that. You just don't have the time. So if you make some settings like 24 hours or in the next 6 hours, at least people accept that you'll get back to them, but just make sure you commit to it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because just as easy as they found you, they can find your competitors.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Do you think autoresponders are good, a good piece of tool in order to actually get back to the customer right away, if they actually, or even just the simple one, the stock standard one in your Outlook or your Gmail? Do you think it's good to get back to the customer automatically, like have a message going back to them, we'll get back to you in 24 hours? Do you think, is that important at all?
I think it's important, as long as it's not too generic. You need to talk to your customers like you talk to your friends. I don't know every business and every customer, but I know the feelings that you get. So when you receive just a stock standard, it's very quick to just delete it. So if you're going to go down that path, which we do, a subject line is very important in that, Ray.
Yeah, okay.
So it might just be, you're awesome, thanks for contacting us. We'll be back in contact in 12 hours.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then in your body, you can have a two-line email to say, we really value you and we'll be back in contact in 12 hours. If it's really urgent, please call this hotline.
You know what? I actually like when people do that. When people actually send me an email out to something like a product or a service that I've purchased, and I send an email and they have an auto message getting back to me saying thank you, because at least it makes me feel comfortable that they've got my email, and they are committed to actually getting back to me within that certain amount of time. And you know what's even better? When they actually get back to me before they under promise and they over deliver.
Exactly. Yeah, spot on.
I actually have a good feel. I just wanted to let you know my emotional feelings. I feel really good. Yeah, it feels really great when they do that, eh? Like, it just makes it a big difference. And you know what? Now that you actually mentioned that, I'm going to start doing that to my emails as well. Get them like an auto message going out as soon as someone sends me an email, just to let them know that I'm going to get back to them within a certain amount of time. So yeah, that's inspired me a little bit. So you've done your job here today, there, Josh, and I'll let you go now, mate.
Oh, thanks, mate.
All right. So what impact does an unhappy customer have on your business? Is there a huge effect?
It's brutal, right? It can cripple your business. Really, really can. And one of the fantastic things about the advancements of technology is that we're all so connected. One of the downsides is that it's given everybody a voice to just write whatever they want on social media. Mm-hmm. And I follow quite a bit on Facebook and see the name and shame pages popping up all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's really unfair to businesses that they can't actually reply directly to a complaint because they don't even know they're being complained about. A dissatisfied customer can just really damage your business. One of the stats that I've come across is that 96% of dissatisfied customers will not tell the business where they were unhappy. And then of that, 91% will never return.
Wow. So follow-up is important. What you mentioned before, having some kind of follow-up system is very important. Wow. Okay.
Exactly. So if you just picked up the phone or just flicked them an email and just said, oh, just Josh, just following up, how your fridge is going or whatever it might be, if you get a very short response and something that you can see there's an underlying problem there, there is a really good chance that you can turn that dissatisfied customer into a raving fan. I love that term because raving fans build your business. You can turn them there by offering maybe a free service on your fridge. Can I come out and make sure everything's running? Just all sorts of extra little bits and pieces.
Yeah.
But if you didn't do that follow-up, that person who's dissatisfied, you'll never hear from them again. And they'll just go and tell everyone how poor the service was there. And you didn't even try and do anything to fix it.
And you know what? The scary thing is that people do that, they don't mean to give you a bad name for your business, but they do it unconsciously. They just do it.
It's like just
they'll have a chat with their mate, and they'll bring up a hairdresser. That sounded weird, didn't it? All right, they'll bring up a mechanic. They'll bring up a mechanic shop, because we're blokes here. We're talking about cars.
Right.
They'll bring up a mechanic shop, and they'll say that guy stuffed up my car. You know, that guy actually did something bad to my car, and he never actually followed up with me. He left my car, and now my car is actually stuffed up. I have to take it to someone else. That's what they'll say.
Yeah, and that's a cost to them, and that's the biggest emotional pull when buying anything is your cost to yourself.
Yeah. All right. So another question I have, and it's brought up to my attention all the time, and I want to know from your perspective, see what you think. Now, is the customer always right, or is that just something customers say?
Yeah, I get asked this a lot as well. The short answer is no. The customer isn't always right. But unfortunately, some businesses actually say that to their face, which doesn't help the customer experience at all. In my experience, the customer sometimes just needs to be led in the right direction and informed of the knowledge that you have. That's if you've got it. But yeah, it's not the easiest thing to do, right? When you know blatantly that the customer is just telling you porkies. But it's a lot of practice. I've practiced over years and years of making sure that I can hold my tongue when someone's having a crack about a service that you're really passionate about, which is probably the emotional connection that business owners and managers and people who work in businesses have when they're attacked. It's to bite back. But no, I don't think the customer's always right. They're just misinformed sometimes.
And how would you handle that? How would you handle an angry customer?
Silence.
Silence.
Silence. Let them get it off their chest.
Okay.
Because often it isn't actually what you've done there that is the real issue. The kids have done something in the car that hasn't been great, or there's usually other issues behind it. And I'm not no psychologist, and I don't want to go into that with that customer. But if they're really going off the deep end, it's the best bet is to not inflame it because they want an argument. You just the silence and try and really listen to the bit that you can help with and find a solution.
Yeah.
That's the key to any customer service. You're in business to find a solution for the problem of your customer.
Okay, and how would you handle it? Would you with silence? And after you've actually, they've gotten off their chest, and they decided to, you find those little nitty bits that actually have, you try to listen to, and you try to implement. What would you say? So I'm really sorry about that, and I do appreciate you. What would you say? How would you respond?
Apologies are needed, I believe, but not. Not bending over into the customer is always right sort of realm. So apologise that maybe the product hasn't performed the way it should do.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do is replace that product for you free of charge. It's about not putting any more barriers up. So you might say, I'll replace a product, but you have to pay an extra $50.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a barrier and they're already upset. You need to sometimes just cut your losses.
Uh-huh.
If you're not in the position to make that call, so if you're an assistant manager or a manager who needs that authority from the owner, that's when you can sort of deflect the situation to the owner and say, look, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this fully on board, I'm going to discuss it with the owner, and then I'm going to get back to you within 5 minutes, or it might have to be the next day. But it's just explaining where you're sitting as you right in front of that customer right there and then. Because that allows you to take the emotion out of it for yourself. Ray, when working in liquor stores, you get people that are full of booze and they don't always make a lot of sense. So I've come away from some of those confrontations physically shaking, but I know at that moment when they walked out of the door, there was some resolution there, and I knew there was a follow-up after that.
If they remembered the next day.
If they remembered, yes, of course. I mean, that was the beauty of some of them, but the biggest thing that I learned in liquor stores was not to let your emotion get in the way of it, because then – the other customers in the shop at the time actually are judging you on the way you deal with that aggressive or angry customer. And if you can come out at the other end smelling like roses, you've built more of a trust with those customers that are on your floor anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They respect you more to another level. Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've actually we have internet marketing programs we sell, and sometimes you just have that customer that just is just unhappy, and they just they expect the world, you know. But like it's just the way it is, and you just got to have to sometimes bite the bullet. And we have a policy, a 30-day money back policy, okay?
Yep.
And we're very strict on that policy because If people, I mean, if you help one person on the 31st day, if that one person gets a refund, then everyone else, what's stopping everyone else taking that refund after the 30th day?
And, set a precedent, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, we've put it up in our policy, and that's what we do. And exactly, you set a precedent. And, sometimes I've had that customer that's actually been upset. Or it was one time that that something went wrong through our system. Our system failed, and the customer did not get the login details for the course about 3 days after they've signed up. And that customer was very, very upset, and she told us after the 30th day, she was expecting a refund after that. And so I was trying to be as nice as possible and basically tell her, look, I'm really sorry, I really appreciate, but what can I do to make you happy again? What can I do? Is there anything I can do in order to make your experience a lot better? And I really apologize for that. And is there anything I could do? And she just wouldn't have it, you know, it just happens where people just, once they've actually lost that interest, that initial that first time when they walk into your store, when they've actually had a bad experience, they're not going to be happy for the rest of the time. So
it's almost festering on it.
Yeah,
it's festering on that one experience, and it's just unfortunate that sort of stuff does happen.
It just happens. So you got to expect that, you know, whether you're an online business, whether you're doing an internet marketing course, or whether you're a shop or whatever kind of business, traditional business that you have, you just got to expect that not everyone is going to be happy, right, Josh?
Unfortunately, that's the case. You try your best and you put the systems in place so that customers are able to provide feedback in a timely manner.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like I said, at the end of the day, some people just won't be happy. You can't change that.
Yeah, and as long as you tried your best, Sean Connery wouldn't be happy with that thing, because he says, losers whine about their best. Winners go home with the prime queen. That's what he says. But
how long have you been waiting to get that one out, right?
Oh, mate, a very long time. I've actually wrote it down. This is the time when this joke has to come into play. All right, awesome, Josh. Josh, before we actually get off the call, is there one secret? If there's one secret you can actually give away to the listeners, what would that be?
I'd say keep talking to your customers, new and old, because they're the greatest source of knowledge of what you are doing well and what you've got areas of improvement are, and whether your product or service is actually living up to their expectations. So if you can continue that dialogue with your customers, you're going to go a long way to building customer experience and providing the best possible customer service.
Awesome. And before, I also wanted to mention something that you also do this to actually improve other businesses' customer service, and you become a mystery shopper, don't you? You do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, officially and unofficially. Yeah, it's actually began probably 2 years ago, just doing unofficial mystery shops and then providing feedback to the business, and it gives them an insight as to how their team are performing on the floor.
Wow, that's really, really cool, and that's something that you guys, if you want to use Josh as a mystery shopper, he's open to that. So all right, Josh, if people want to find out more about you or from social media or anything, how could they actually find out? Where could they go to find out more about you, Josh?
Well, Ray, we've got a free webinar coming up.
Okay, yep.
If I can give you that URL, that'd be great.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, it's thecustomerservicemovement.com.au.
Okay, so guys, go to www.thecustomerservicemovement.com.au. If you want to know more about and how you can actually improve your customer service and get a better return at the end, better bottom line at the end of the year, end of the financial year, you want to make more money, this is something for you. This is a great way to actually start getting more customers through word of mouth, through returning customers, and you just feel at ease to know that each customer is actually looked after. So certainly go out there. He's got a is it a 5 or 7 step system that you
Yeah, five steps to how to eliminate customer complaints and increase your profits in the next 60 days. So you'll get some real solid takeouts out of it, and you can start working on it straight away.
Okay, give me some ideas on what you cover in there, just rough, just background, just bullet points, if you were to talk to us about that.
Of course. We really dive into unlocking profits through follow-up. So we're looking at auto responses like we've spoken today. How do you look in the online mirror? So how do you actually Google yourself with your customer's hat on, not Googling your own business? and really getting the best out of your team through product knowledge and communication. So that's just a few things we're going to touch on, but loaded it full of great stuff that I've learned over 15 years in customer service, and I'd really love to share it with all your listeners, Ray.
Go to www.thecustomerservicemovement.com.au to actually watch the webinar, and he's going to show you all the tips and tricks you need to know in order to actually improve your customer service and get more customers, get more leads, and get more sales for your business, and improve the bottom line. You know, at the end of the day, it's making more money, and by actually helping your customers and putting a smile on the customer's face. Josh Oakey, you have been fantastic. Thanks for jumping on Big Fat Marketing, my friend, and it's a pleasure to have you on here today, and loved what you covered today. You gave some really good information, and would love to chat to you soon, my friend. Would love to have you on here again one day.
That'd be great, Ray. Thanks very much.
Oh, by the way, guys, if you want to listen to any of the previous episodes, go to www.bigfatmarketing.com. Go to www.bigfatmarketing.com to watch all the previous episodes, how we talk about building your, helping you with your marketing and getting more sales for your business. So BigFatMarketing.com. Take care.
This is Big Fat Marketing.